Hello and welcome to the San Carlos Blog Podcast. My name is Bob Burdell. I'm a realtor with RE/MAX today in downtown San Carlos. Appreciate everyone logging on. Today is Thursday, June 12, 2008, and I thought this would be an appropriate time to do a podcast on the updates on the San Carlos real estate market as we're getting ready to round out the spring market here and move into summer. It's probably a good time to update folks on where we're at and where we're headed, and let's get right to it. So looking at the first half of 2008, January through June, I thought a good comparison would be that same time period during 2007. So starting with 2007, if we're looking at the January through June time period, 158 single-family residences sold in San Carlos. Average days on the market was 28, and the average sales price was $1,102,618. That's 2007, again, January through June. Fast forward now to 2008, again, January through June, and obviously we still have a few weeks left here, and you'll see that I've tried to take those pending properties into account. But anyway, for 2008, in that same time period, we have already closed 98 properties. As of closed escrow, for those 98 properties, the average days in the market was 45, so that is an increase of 17 days on the market on average compared against the same time period in 2007. Also, to be fair, for 2008, even though it's only closed 98 properties, there are 22 other properties that are scheduled to close escrow by the end of June. That would bring the total up to, let's just say, a few of those drop off, so 120. You would have 120 homes changing hands in the same time period as 2007, and 2007 again had 158 homes close escrow. So roughly just about a 38 home difference between 2007 and 2008. The curious thing is that if you look at the average sales prices between the two, again in 2007 the average sales price during that same time period was $1,102,000, and if you look at the average sales price so far in 2008 with those 98 properties already closing escrow, it's at $1,110,000. So difference of roughly $8,000 on the average, which is somewhat negligible in the big picture, but kind of proves the point that so far the properties that have closed escrow, at least on our averages, has at least stabilized and maybe just inched up slightly. So that should give you a pretty good overview of kind of where we're at. Kind of a more telling sign is, you know, where we're going. And I had an article posted on San Carlos and Bubble Proof, because San Carlos obviously has maintained not only a stable housing market, but actually a very healthy housing market. And it kind of begs the question, if the rest of the country has hit bottom, could San Carlos somehow entirely weather the storm? And, I don't think anybody has the right answer to that. Certainly San Carlos is vulnerable. It's been vulnerable in the past. I would argue that there are some very distinct differences between the last time we had a downturn here in the early 90s, just with the way San Carlos is a little better insulated. Silicon Valley certainly was not fully built up the way it is now, and we weren't hit on top there by a lot of the biotechs, which are new, and San Francisco insulating us to the north. So there are some differences, I would say, between, say, 91, 92, when property values here went down, and whether San Carlos gets hit again is really nobody knows. And I certainly wouldn't go out on a limb and say that they're not going to get hit. But looking forward here, there are, you know, I don't want to call them cracks, but there's some interesting things happening here in as we kind of close out 2002. There's 61 active homes currently on the market. 22 have been hit with a price reduction. And that is, you know, it's a little unfair because many of those properties were overpriced to begin with. And you still have some sellers who just simply don't get that the housing market certainly isn't as strong as it was in 2004, 2005. And they're just still, some of the prices that come out on these homes are just a little bizarre, to say the least. The ones that are priced appropriately and people have taken, you know, good care of the home, yeah, they tend to still move quickly. They still tend to move in under that 45-day period. We still have some overbids going on. There were a few 2 weeks ago, and there's one currently going on right now that I'm aware of. So I thought the homes were very well priced, but there's just certain things in San Carlos that are selling. Certainly anything in the Flatlands, the Howard Park, White Oak area, homes that kind of reach over closer to 2,000 square feet are going quickly, and normally with multiple bids, as long as they've had some updating, and certainly a remodel would go right away as well. So it's, again, I think it's a little unfair to say that, gosh, you know, a third of the homes on the market have been price reduced, and you know, anything's going to be price reduced that wasn't priced correctly to begin with, whether you're in a hot market or a slow market. It's just a little bit more evident in a slow market. So anyway, looking forward, I think that the big test is going to be the third quarter for San Carlos. And again, it's a little unfair to compare the third quarter of San Carlos against the second quarter of San Carlos. Second quarter is obviously the spring months, and it's usually a faster moving and healthier market than Q3, which obviously occurs over the summer. And if you're looking at your target buyer for San Carlos, a lot of them are families, and you know, summers are tough. Kids are out of school, and parents are trying to manage the kids, and there's vacations, and anyway, the markets just clearly don't move as fast as they do in spring. But I think a fair comparison would be to compare our third quarter of this year against the third quarter of 2007, and I'd even go back to 2006. And the reason is, in 2007, in Q3 of 2007 is when you first had the countrywide news became public, and obviously the mortgage market implosion, which occurred slowly thereafter, and you had a lot of folks just kind of take a step back and wait it out. So again, I would also include 2006, just so we get a fair comparison against. However, Q3 of 2008 stacks up for San Carlos. And again, if we see more price reductions and the inventory were to increase, then obviously it
would probably be safe to assume that San Carlos is starting to show some of the effects of kind of a slower market. But again, I think we're a long way from that, and there really are not any signs that things are headed in that direction. Obviously, you want to be on guard for it, but again, San Carlos has a healthy market, and the only thing that I would like to see is that inventory come down a little bit and that those price reductions don't suddenly go through the roof. And again, I just don't see that happening. And a lot of times people say, well, you know, point me to the statistic, and I think we've given some pretty good statistics here so far on the podcast in terms of how this market is comparing to the previous year's market. And, you know, I'll tell you that some of it is, when you do this every day, you just kind of, and it's going to sound strange to a lot of people because I'm a big person for numbers and hard facts as well, but when you do this every day, and I concentrate mostly on San Carlos, you just kind of, you can feel the ups and downs of the market when you're out doing it every day. If there's more buyers out there, if people are having trouble moving properties, it's just kind of something that you can feel. And I know that sounds a little bit strange, but when you do it every day, you just kind of get a gut feeling of how the market is moving. And we really do have those 2 and 3 week market swings. And again, my impression is that there are still a ton of buyers looking to get into San Carlos, and the fact that it's held so well throughout this entire mortgage crisis, I think, is a pretty good indication. Now, I will say, you know, historically, that whenever the nation has had a nationwide housing downturn, the very last area to be affected seems to be San Mateo County. So that's the only thing kind of, you know, looming over in my thought process right now, that I want to make sure that we get through the third quarter here, and that everything turns out okay. And that kind of brings us to our second half of the podcast, which is going to talk about pricing. I would argue that pricing your home right now and the importance of being accurate with that has probably never been more important in San Carlos in the last 10 years. And, you know, for the first time ever, you're kind of taking one of two paths with pricing your home before it goes to market. Either you are convinced of the price, and your realtor knows that there are buyers that would be interested at a specific price, or you are being a little bit more conservative and you're building in some negotiation room. And that it hasn't always been the case in San Carlos. And again, you're kind of taking one or two paths. If you happen to miss on the first one, where you're just assuming you're going to get your price, you could be in a little bit of trouble. This is entirely property specific. It is, and by that I mean, if the property's in, there's certain areas of San Carlos that buyers are just preferring. And if your property happens to fall in that, or if your realtor believes that there are just happens to be a bubble of buyers looking for a particular style home on the week that you go to market, then certainly you could probably not need to build in that negotiated room, but that's really a call for you and your realtor. But the importance of knowing that number, that those buyers will hit that number. Otherwise, if you haven't, you're stuck on the market without having built in any negotiating room on the price that you would have liked to have obtained. And in terms of building a negotiating room, you don't want to do anything extravagant, obviously, but you want to make sure there's enough padding there so that you can negotiate a little bit. And there's a lot of buyers right now, and I fully understand it and, you know, agree with it for a lot of homes that want to feel like they've negotiated something, just based on all the media surrounding the nationwide housing downturn and the economy and oil, and they want to feel like they have negotiated for a home, even if it's in a highly desirable area such as San Carlos. So again, I think you're taking one of those two paths right off the bat when you start to isolate an original list price for your home. And very important that you choose one of those two paths and stick to it. And again, really nailing down that purchase price and what you believe the fair market value is most important. And I guess I'd offer one final piece of advice on pricing your home and how critically important it is. Right now, if you're going to market, a lot of folks feel that they can price their own home, and I fully understand that. But I will tell you, it's always a good idea to get a few different opinions. And I think we've talked about this before on the blog, but I think the average home buyer probably overestimates the value of their home by about at least 5%. And obviously, in this market, if you're going to overestimate by 5%. And then try and build in some negotiating room, you could be as high as 10%, and that's just not going to get it done. So anyway, I would encourage you to, if you have a good realtor, maybe get a few opinions on that. And I know when I was pricing my house, I tried to, as hard as it was, I just kind of, you know, let some of the people that I trusted give me the opinion on the value, because obviously there's some emotional attachment for most homeowners to their home, which is the way it should be. It's your home, and obviously where, you know, you most likely live with your family, and there's some emotional attachment there. That would be my last piece of advice on that. Anyway, that'll do it. If you have any questions, please feel free to email, or cell phone works as well. And appreciate everyone logging on, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks.